10th of December, 2021. Welcome to the Watchman Program, The Divided Kingdom. This is Lou Caverly.
And this is Elizabeth Tuppett Caverly.
And we're coming to you tonight, getting ready for the Christmas season.
And yes, tonight is December 23rd, 2021. In numerology, many times the number 23 seems to be associated with death. As you watch political happenings and Luciferian globalist evil pronouncements coming out, frequently they happen on a calendar 23 day. For example, March 23rd, I believe it was 2005, not 2004, was the meeting to try to merge the North American Union between George W. Bush and the heads of Mexico and Canada. Tonight, we are coming to you on December 23rd, a day filled with a lot of knowledge. And, of course, this knowledge is at the top, the key point. Almighty God is in control of all numbers of our whole universe and each one of our destinies. And tonight we have to announce to a number of you listeners who remember Al Cuppett, that great patriot who first exposed the New World Order and the Red List, the people who would be the patriots and lined up, rather rounded up one day. And we had a wonderful program one time, Lou, remember, about the foreign police cars that were secretly, covertly in our country operating. And he also told us about the signs, the road signs that were then in metrics. And we laughed because we didn't fully believe this. And one day we were going along Route 1 in Delaware, and I said, "Stop the car, Lou." Remember?
Oh, I remember that, yes.
And we saw one of those signs. Well, evidently, we had not known this. Al got COVID and in early October passed away. And so if you are an older person, you still must take this seriously, this danger. And according to Al's family, he did try the hydroxychloroquine and the ivermectin, but it did not work for him. We don't know whether he started early on or not. His wife got antibodies, and she did survive. And she was a little perturbed, and she said two or three false prophets who told him he would live to be 91, and they probably encouraged him not to take it so seriously, you see. So we must warn you again as watchmen that this type of hyper-Pentecostal view, that we have all these prophets telling things. Lou, you reminded me of something very important in this regard in the Old Testament, what it really says about a true prophet. Tell the listeners.
Yes, in the Old Testament, a true prophet, since he was giving God's word, would never be wrong. And I believe the penalty for false prophets was probably death. I'd have to look that up. You can look it up probably in Deuteronomy or Leviticus, but I think it's safe to say that God did not want people prophesying lightly just because they thought something might happen.
And it's a different thing if God reveals something to you as sort of a warning, or it might not happen exactly then when it does come the way you got the warning. I've told on this program before about when I was very ill in 1977, and I had this dream about going into a room. It was not an operating room, it was an examining room for a doctor, and everything was blue in this room, like the cabinets were blue, and I think the wall was blue, and it was a very good feeling. And later, I got a wonderful doctor from India to reverse some horrible things that had been done, really, and said to me at Johns Hopkins by a very sadistic cardiologist who more or less said, "This is in your head. Why didn't you go to work? What did you think would happen? Did you think you would faint? Did you, you know, he had me weeping." So finally, my own brother, who was a biochemist at the head of the lab in a hospital in Johnstown, Pennsylvania, arranged for me to see this wonderful doctor who was his colleague. And the doctor didn't demean me. He looked at my electrocardiogram and he says, "My goodness, every other beat of your heart is irregular. You need to have some medication. So he put me on a medication that lasted for 30 years, and then God was able to take me off all medications at that point. But you see, when I got in that examining room there, there was my dream. I mean, there was the room. So God was just showing me a little glimpse of my destiny, how he would help me. So we can get things like that. Sometimes people have warnings not to fly in an airplane, and then later the airplane crashes and everyone was killed. We don't discount those things, but you certainly must not put your belief in any of these false prophets. Now, there's also a breaking development, listeners. Yesterday, December 22nd, we were hearing from Brighteon.com, from the Health Ranger, Mike Adams, was covering this. We were hearing about some of the things that are aftershocks of the indictment of the conviction, rather, Lou, I guess, of Charles Lieber. And he was this Harvard professor who was accused of treason. But what we're getting out of this, listeners, is that what he was working on was carbon nanotubes. And this was a way to use the conductivity of the skin, and it could focus, making sort of a heat, and then it would release the payload inside these tubings that you see, this carbon nanotubes. It could release this payload, and probably there were outer things like 5G, external forces, that could make this happen. And again, the idea that perhaps these long-pronged nasal swabs testing for COVID may have been able to put this self-assembling nanotechnology up into your brain. So there's much to be heard with this. China is involved in this, the treason, all of this. So more and more will come out. And Lou's essay about the payload is at our website. You ought to go to Divided Kingdom Radio again and read all of our essays from November onward, everything that we could glean about what's going on. But, you know, Lou, I think we are at that place that the late documentary filmmaker and patriot Aaron Rousseau told about when he was still friends with Nick Rockefeller, that Nick told him the Rockefeller goal was to put a brain chip inside of every human being on Earth. So this is all sort of fitting together, and we wonder what really is coming. But you see, listeners, we are bringing you the very best that we can, and we have no commercials. A new listener wrote to us and questioned why we had Dr. Fauci and everybody else right after our program. He thought that was our commercial, but that is not our commercial. As I said before, we have no financing from commercial interests whatsoever or from the government. It's only Lou and me with our over $50,000 of credit card debt, and you listeners who care about the truth. You're that 5% that the Patriot nurse talked about on Brighteon.com one time, and when she said all through history, most people have been acclimated to be serfs. They've been raised that way, they've been subjugated, and they think that way. They revere authority. But 5% always fought for themselves. And you are that remnant listening to this program. And Lou and I are determined to stay at the helm as long as God keeps us there and calls us to do it and takes care of us. And he certainly has taken care of us. Just about 1 year ago, December 10th, I had a terrible fall in the living room at night. I tripped on a stool, and I was wearing higher heels shoes to help another problem on my foot. And I was thrown halfway across the living room, and, you know, it could have been the end. And it could have been a broken neck. But I hit in the front, and I looked like a raccoon for weeks, and I twisted my neck. And I had already injured my neck from Lyme disease. It was deteriorating somewhat for many years from that. So this was really hellacious. For about a month, I'd try to go to bed, and the shoulders, it was like a whiplash. I would try to lie down, and I'd be screaming. Then finally, I figured out a way that I could sort of bend my arm, and I could just plop down very quickly so it didn't pull as long and as hard. But I didn't go to the hospital. I resisted this for obvious reasons, COVID and everything else. And, you know, I've said to Lou, I saved us not just thousands of dollars, probably our home. God was my physician. There are times when he will show us we have to go to the hospital or we have to have help, like that help I had in 1977 with that doctor who prescribed the medicine. I did need it at that time. It straightened out my heartbeats, but my heart was healed. So that later, when I went off the medicine, my own brother said, you don't need it anymore or you'd be having symptoms again. And another doctor listened to my heart and said, my goodness, your heart is strong. See what God can do? He can do all these miracles. And so if you would like to help us stay on air, we do need help. We have a $600 bill for our radio work every month. So if you want to help us, you can write a check. You can leave it blank, and we can fill in WWCR or Global Star Communications, or you can write it to one of those, Global Star Communications or to WWCR, and you can send some cash, some postal stamps. We're very low on them now. And we do thank Philadelphia and Missouri, yay, and we pray, continue to pray for that doctor who stood up against taking the aborted fetal cell shots. He's still hunting for a job. So keep him in your prayers. Keep others in your prayers who are mounting resistance against following the Luciferian way of these shots that are killing people. I'm still looking at the obituaries. People are passing away. And there was another one this week. It said, passed away unexpectedly. That word tells you something, Lou, doesn't it?
That's a big clue right there.
That's a very big clue. And, you know, our next week's program may be something new. Probably it will be news. It may be some things about the spiritual realm. And in case it isn't, in case we replay our Pockets program, I want to just say hardly any of you have ever commented on them, and you may spurn them. We don't really know. They were our cartoon characters that we invented years ago, and I'll never forget that. It was on a Sunday, and we were debating whether to try to return to one of these dead churches, and we thought maybe it wasn't too bad, but we had heard a lot about it, that it was just filled with Freemasons. And we had had not so good an encounter with there was a substitute pastor there, and I looked at his big ring, and I thought, I think it's a Masonic ring. So I went to prayer, and I asked God, what would you rather have me do this afternoon, and, you know, at time around noon, whatever? Do you want us to go to that church, or do you want me to fiddle around with some ideas that were coming to me? Well, I looked in the Bible, and I actually saw a passage with laughter. And I thought, that's all the encouragement I need. So we ended up with Sally Lou Pockets, and she's the wife of Pastor Pat. Give him a hello, Pat.
Hello, all of you folks there.
And we made them into characters, satirical characters, who were kind of flirting with doing covert activities in the Bush administration. And then they'd go back on the good side. And they had a son, Caligula. And he was named for the city in which he was conceived. And Calig is the typical high school kid. Maybe you can give a little sample of, but when Calig tells us that he has to be studying about the climate change.
I don't like this climate change. I don't like studying it at all.
But you know, when we made these characters, then there was little Barbie Jones, and she went to Sheeple's department store, and she saw Fatherland Security, and she fell down the escalator. Oh, I'm falling, I'm falling. So she had this big talk with him, and so she was involved. But one of the characters we never dreamed would turn out to be a real-life, shall we say, demon. And I think that you can give his accent, Dr. Siegfried.
Yes, well, we are doing some very good experiments.
Yes, you certainly were, weren't you? We had no idea in the world that we'd come to a time like this. So these little funny characters, we used them to tell some truth. We brought them back in the summer that we've just ended, when the FEMA mobile vans rolled into Maryland. You know, sometimes you can only bear reality when you put a little humor in. We don't plan to bring them back very often, but my point is, should we play that program again and you hear them instead of Lou and me, do not spurn it and do not turn it off, because that little program had some very significant encouragement in it. One thing was a true story of a man who was doing many kinds of transgressions, and his little daughter would have to sit in the truck and wait while he came out staggering drunk from the bar, and then he would drive to this house on the outskirts of their town, and of course he was committing adultery on his wife. So she would sit there, the little girl, and have to know. She was just old enough to realize something wasn't very good. But one day, he picked up a stranger. He was a very good-hearted man, despite these sins. He picked up a stranger in the heat of the summer, and the stranger had quite a talk with him. It proved that God loved him so much that he didn't want him to go to hell. He sent an angel to talk to him. And there was no way that this angel wasn't an angel, because the angel turned to him and said, "It's been good talking to you, Clarence. We'll see you in a few years." And he thought, well, how did he know my name? There are some things there that are true, that are great encouragements. So if we do play that program, don't just turn it off. We may have a different program. And if we do, you would be able to find this in our archives probably from last year. And you could tune in at DividedKingdomRadio.com. And now we must get moving. And as we said, that in 2 days we will be celebrating the joy and assurance of our Savior's birth. Yet Lou and I have to be watchpersons, required to warn you of the great dangers and possible immense travail coming to America because of her godless rebellion against God and her glorying in unrepentant sin.
Yes, Health Ranger Mike Adams, in late summer, talked about a dark winter of death coming to us. And apparently, we are there. Actually, our so-called commander-in-chief, Biden, promised Americans, quote, a winter of severe illness and death, unquote. His is not the only voice. Blatantly, openly, the CDC has now predicted 15,000 deaths a week in the U.S. from COVID will be happening by Christmas. Adam says the true figure may be as high as 25,000 weekly. That would result in a total of 100,000 Americans dying monthly. This, he and we believe, is not the original COVID pandemic doing the killing, but the extermination caused by the messenger RNA, the mRNA vaccines, operating systems that are manufacturing the variants.
Through the vaccinated people, and yet we have in our local paper an editorial in which the editor is just excoriating all of those people who did not get vaccinated. It's their fault. They are causing it. But you're going to hear some things that really rebut that tonight. Go ahead, Lou.
December 21st, Mike Adams reports local funeral homes with sudden spikes in deaths among vaccinated people. He warns, quote, through at least the end of February, we could see as many as 400,000 Americans killed this winter alone by COVID, adding to the estimated 800,000 who have already been murdered by the jab, unquote. That's 20,000 reported VAERS deaths multiplied by the underreporting factor of 40 as rough estimates.
And Lou, these listeners are not going to hear this information on MSNBC or CNN and not on Fox. They're all paid off by these big vaccine companies. And if you again would like to help us, the mailing address is Lou Caverly, P.O. Box 28, Bethlehem, Maryland, 21609. That's Lou Caverly, P.O. Box 28, Bethlehem, Maryland, 21609.
And, Elizabeth, you remember I got this semi-hysterical phone message from a childhood playmate almost tearfully begging me, please, get the booster shot.
Yes, and Lou, we must bring up how that fits in with what was in the last essay that people will find there under Breaking News at DividedKingdomRadio.com. What God showed me in the scripture, Isaiah 29, verses 10 to 16, and it was about this spell, this delusion that God had a part in, putting it on the people who actively cast him and his laws away. Aren't you shocked at how world church leaders like Pope Francis and Franklin Graham advised Christians to, quote, do as Jesus would and get the COVID shots, never mind the aborted fetal cell line origins and developmental usage of those cell lines that Archbishop Carlo Vigano decries? Go ahead, Lou.
As we said, my little childhood friend said, please, get the shots, get the booster shots. Well, now it turns out, she says on her Christmas card, quote, after the booster, I was dead tired for 10 days, unquote.
Mm.
I hope nothing worse happens.
Yes, and I think you had some more data there, too, that you need to give the listeners next. On that very page, those two or three, I think, give those to us now.
All right, let me double check that.
I want those points, those one, two, those points.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
We're giving you the picture, you see, the true picture here in this dark winter.
That's right. Yeah, Saturday night, just a few days back, the truth of the so-called noble, always say servant lie, was brought home to me literally. Elizabeth directed me to take a Christmas food gift to neighbors across the street. I knocked, and they called out, don't come in, we're sick. I went home, Elizabeth called them, and found out, one, they have COVID, and two, yes, they were vaccinated, and three, lots of people at that church were sick. More people betrayed by pastors lying like dumb dogs. And now we have an article. Did you have anything else, Elizabeth?
I think there were a few more points there. Were there not? That one,
no,
two, and three, that was
that's
it?
That's all we had.
All right. Well, then, I have to admit that I was also shocked to get a Christmas card from an old friend. And, of course, we're talking about this delusion, this witchcraft, this pharmakia spell on the whole country, the whole world. And this old friend that Lou and I had been close to was the type of person once noted for her sarcasm and her incisive wit and her ability to see through things. But the weaknesses of the establishment, have just pervaded everybody's thinking. On her card, she said, that's her husband and I, are doing well and are triple vaccinated, along with having our flu shots. With compromised immune systems, there was no way we would not get every protection we could get.
So where's the evidence? The COVID vaccinated are dying in greater numbers than the unvaccinated of COVID-19. First, from the United Kingdom. Explosive. Public health data, 80% of COVID-19 deaths in August were vaccinated people. This is from Natural News by the news editors. Further evidence proving the COVID-19 vaccination program is a huge failure has been released, which confirms throughout the whole of August, 80% of the people who allegedly died of COVID-19 had been vaccinated against the disease. And this, by the way, was republished from theexpose.uk. We're living in strange times, and if you believe the COVID-19 vaccination program is working because the authorities on the TV tell you that it is, then you must surely find it extremely strange that the UK is in the middle of a third wave in the middle of summer, especially when you consider that in summer 2020, COVID-19 deaths flatlined to zero, even though a COVID-19 injection was not available at that time. And now I think, Elizabeth, we switch over to you for number two.
Well, a longtime listener to this program, you see, I think you were to make a comment that you hope nothing worse happened. Was that to your friend who had begged you?
That was to my
friend. She had begged you to get this booster. And yeah. This semi-hysterical plea was like this spell. Someone is hypnotized into this. Well, a long-time listener and a very dear friend now to us in Christ wrote this in a Christmas letter. And this is more evidence of this disillusioning delusion, I guess. It disillusions us as Christians who wish people could see through it. And this is really infecting thousands and millions of people now, I would say, this delusion. And this is what she said. I got a Christmas card from a girl I worked with 30 years ago, and she said she was so sorry I didn't get the vaccine. She's gotten both vaccines and the booster. Since her granddaughter won't get it because it changes your DNA, and she says, that's crazy talk. She has told me her 5-year-old great-granddaughter is going to get the shot. Her mother wants to keep her safe in school. If these people would only listen to what doctors on the other side who have the facts are saying, but they're blinded to the truth and follow the news media lies. Have a blessed Christmas, you too, and a healthy new year. And so I think now I have to move on, don't I, to the next article from LifeSite News. And our question is, who is spreading this new variant, Omicron, if that's what it even really is? But here we had LifeSite News weigh in October. Jeremy Lofredo, Monday, October 18th. Fully vaccinated or COVID super spreader, says inventor of mRNA technology. Did you have anything more to add, Lou, before we brought this one in?
No, I think go right ahead.
We have it. Okay. On the latest episode of the Hidden Gateway podcast, host Justin Williams spoke to Dr. Robert Malone, an internationally recognized medical doctor and scientist who assisted with inventing mRNA vaccines. The wide-ranging discussion covered bullet points. The invention and early testing of mRNA technology, in which Malone was heavily involved. Next one, how governments are employing different forms of coercion to drive vaccine uptake, policies Malone said he believes are illegal. Next one, how public health authorities lack the normally required safety and efficacy information for a global vaccination campaign. Next, how governments and public health authorities are lying to the public for their own good. Malone referenced two instances where citizens are being enticed to take what he refers to as the experimental vaccine. There was a period where West Virginia was trying to get people to get vaccinated, Malone said, and so they had a shotgun lottery. And in Canada, there was a policy of offering free ice cream to children to get them to take the jab, even without their parents' approval. So those are just two particularly clear examples of unfair coercion. It's not actually legal. Malone likened what's going on today with COVID vaccines to the illegal medical experiments conducted by Nazi Germany. During the Second World War, Jews and other ethnic groups were subjected to horrible experimental medical research, Malone said, and they justified it by saying it was for the common good. Malone said the Western world agreed we weren't going to do that anymore. Yet from time to time, we seem to forget. And, of course, Tuskegee is one example. Frankly, this is another example. In an attempt to clear up misinformation coming from the medical establishment, Malone said fully vaccinated individuals can spread COVID. The idea that if you have a workplace where everybody's vaccinated, you're not going to have virus spread is totally false. A total lie, Malone said. The vaccinated are actually the super spreaders that everyone was told about in the beginning of the pandemic, Malone argued. The results of this so-called noble lie, we call it the serpent lie, pardon me, are part of that delusion. I really have a dry throat right now. Lou, why don't you...
Yes, I'll pick
go
it up.
To, what do you have there on...
I have a continuation. I have 3B, which is a continuation of
no,
of
you know what? We can't pick that up. Well, listeners,
okay.
Just
well, I have Congress...
Just, you know what? Just wait for me just a second.
Okay.
Okay. I think I can start this. It would be... You can see now, some of these satanic attacks, rugs trip us. We get illnesses the day before we tape this program. All kinds of things happen all at once. We had a failing septic system in the summer, 2 minutes before we went on the air here to, you know, record the program. And I was told it might cost us $11,000. Now, to people who are $50,000 in debt and struggling to stay on the radio, it was like, God, help us. God, we have to trust you. And it did. It worked out. So far, it worked out well. Aren't we doing something better than those lying, dumb, like dogs, those false pastors? The pastors who told our neighbors, probably, oh, get the shots, get the shots. And there they all are sick, and they said everyone in their church was sick. Well, in late summer, Mike Adams wrote a very important analysis. And we do have a caveat, and we've tried to contact him about some of his New Age theology leanings. He is a professing Christian, and we must pray for him, because Brighteon.com is bringing so many good truth tellers, like the Stu Peter Show with Dr. Jane Ruby and others. So put Mike Adams and naturalnews.com into your prayers, as well as Alex Jones. We hope and pray his long-time talk about Christianity is a real internal conversion, because he's done a lot of good through the years to try to get the horrible pedophilia in the globalist network stopped, and all of the children being taken into that sex slavery. I think his organization sent people down when they were loading up these children who were coming in the borders and taking them on trucks, God only knows where, to a Catholic relief agency, and then God only knows where. So anyway, please keep these patriotic figures in your prayers. America is a failed state, God's wrath being unleashed to take down a nation of sin. Prepare yourself to walk through the valley of the shadow of death. And I will shorten this a little bit, because this was in August, and Mike had another writing about the dark winter coming. It wasn't just Biden and his dark winter. It was the different dark winter that you and I and Lou, all of you listeners out there in the remnant, we know what the dark winter is without Jesus Christ in our country, and we need him back. So at any rate, Mike talked about what happened with the fall of Kabul, and it showed the incompetence of the Biden administration and all of this, the stolen election, and the strange kind of thinking in this delusionary place we're in. A CDC director, quote, doctor, who cannot admit that only women can get pregnant. The once great United States of America has fallen into a pathetic, laughable state of self-mockery and collapse. The military cannot defend the country. The president cannot run the country. The treasury cannot fund the country. And the, quote, science establishment can't even bring itself to recommend vitamin D to save the country from a pandemic that was launched by the scientists themselves. And with this new Charles Lieber information I'm inserting there, Elizabeth, we're seeing just how diabolical it all was and how long Lieber has been working on these patents to put these self-operating nanotechnology tube systems into all of us that can be activated by external forces like 5G. Total control of mankind, you see. So Mike Adams says the United States government now functions as a terrorist Taliban, waging war against its own people with forced vaccinated, engineered food shortages. I think they meant their forced vaccination. Engineered food shortages, massive government looting via money printing, and the designation of anti-lock protesters as terrorists.
There is now no federal government agency that serves any real interest to the public. ATF, DEA, FBI, FDA, CDC, IRS, HHS, DHS, and more, they only now exist to enhance their own power by waging war against the very people they claim to represent. The FBI runs the terror plots. The CDC runs the biowarfare attacks. The FDA attacks supplements. and CBD. The ATF tries to banish the Second Amendment. The DEA runs the drugs. And HHS, which is supposed to stand for Health and Human Services, has a decidedly anti-human agenda. Above all, the federal government, under imposter Biden, now sees the American people as their enemy. America is a nation steeped in sin and the torture of human babies. Beyond the incredible corruption that now characterizes the U.S. federal government, the United States of America remains steeped in dark, demonic sin, stemming from mass abortions, infanticide, organ harvesting from babies, the transgender indoctrination and mutilation of children, the rejection of God, and the embracing of Lucifer across pop culture, censorship attacks on Christians, rejection of the church, and the embracing of depopulation bioweapons on a national scale, disguised as a public health vaccine program. When churches embrace transgenderism and push vaccines, those churches are serving Satan, not God. And this is the path that most of the mainstream Christian, and that's in quotes, Christian churches have chosen. They will reap the effects of their own divine betrayal soon enough, it seems. God is watching. And while God is patient, his patience has clearly run out. His wrath is now being unleashed against this nation of sin. And even those who are not steeped in sin will be swept into the chaos and destruction that has already begun. This means that praying to God is not enough. You must also be prepared for the collapse of civilization as we know it. Those who are spiritually prepared will be able to walk with God through the valley of the shadow of death, Psalm 23, and fear no evil, for they are prepared both spiritually and physically. Physical preparedness means having food, emergency supplies, self-defense supplies, and readiness for the total collapse of food, electricity, telecommunications, and the rule of law. Spiritual preparedness means embracing God and practicing faith in his plan for mass awakening, which requires the oblivious masses to witness the wrath of God before they will once again be humbled and then move to reject their sinful ways. This cycle has been repeated over and over again through human history, and we are now living in the beginning of the wrath phase where God uses forces of nature to reset the world. If you thought Klaus Schwab's Great Reset was a big deal, just wait for God's cosmic reset. Those steeped in sin, arrogance, and denial of God's existence will be cosmically destroyed. Those who took the spike protein injections, a physical manifestation of Lucifer at the nanoparticle level, will experience their own human cells being ripped apart from the inside as they are eaten alive by prion-like Satan-inspired biological weapons. As the bioweapons, droughts, and natural disasters accelerate, society as we know it will crumble. The rule of law will fall, and the window of the sky will open up, raining down large masses that will only add to the volcanoes and earthquakes taking place on Earth, blotting out the sun and moon, leading to a global famine and food collapse. See Isaiah 24 and 25, or the book of Revelation, among other passages. And this is, I think, from Isaiah 24, "Behold, the Lord maketh the earth empty, and maketh it waste, and turneth it upside down, and scattereth abroad the inhabitants thereof. And it shall be, as with a people, so with a priest, as with a servant, so with his master, as with a maid, so with her mistress, as with a buyer, so with a seller, as with a lender, so with a borrower, as with the taker of usury, so with the giver of usury to him. The land shall be utterly emptied and utterly spoiled, for the Lord has spoken this word.
The earth mourneth and fadeth away. The world languisheth and fadeth away. The haughty people of the earth do languish. The earth also is defiled under the inhabitants thereof, because they have transgressed the laws, changed the ordinance, broken the everlasting covenant. Therefore hath the curse devoured the earth, and they that dwell therein are desolate. Therefore the inhabitants of the earth are burned, and few men left. The spirit of America and God can be reborn, but only by those who humble themselves before the Creator. America has collapsed into a nation of sin, and that sin will be wiped from the earth by a great divine force. In its place, the survivors who humble themselves before God may rebuild the new America in the spirit of the original America, based on Christian principles, logic, reason, sanity, and genuine equal rights under the law. The liars, libtards, pedophiles, child traffickers, bioweapons developers, journo-terrorists, demon worshippers, and similar kind will all be biologically destroyed, only to wake up and find their consciousness suffering in eternal hell, where they get to experience the hellish pain of their bodies being feasted upon by demonic creatures over and over again until the end of time. We're not too sure about that last phrase, are we, Lou? Until the end of time, it may be eternal. Only God knows.
That's true.
But doesn't the Bible say the worm will not die?
Yes, it does.
I think so. The earth shall then be inherited by those survivors who refused the COVID shots. Okay, so we're not sure about how God is going to work out all of that. So Mike does say that those of us who remain with God will bear witness to the hell on earth that has now begun, that we are going to witness cities full of dead bodies and watch as the spike protein eats the brains of our own former friends and family members who insisted, I believe in science. And that there will be a lot of orphans whose parents died from the clot shot, the disease and death stemming from the collapse of basic human infrastructure. And then there's more. Lou, this was originally your page, but I see that I have it. And Mike says that, no, that God needs humanity to witness the cost of turning away from God. And that is certainly true. He says when you embrace the cult of death, from it can only come suffering, destruction, and self-inflicted demise. This lesson, long forgotten by modern, arrogant, oblivious human beings, is about to be learned yet again at an unimaginable cost. Sadly, modern humanity will never turn to God until they have first experienced the devastating cost of godlessness. And Lou, what were those figures at near the beginning of the program? The CDC admitted that how many people would die? Can you look back and recount that again to us?
Yes, I can. Let me see now.
Was it something like, how many a week? Was it 15,000? And then 60,000 a month? Pretty big like that.
Yeah, the CDC had predicted 15,000 deaths a week.
And so that would be 60,000 a month. But we look at those VAERS figures, and usually we're told that they were only about 1% because the reporting systems weren't very good. I think that might have been Thomas Rentz who had looked into that. So if that's the case, what would that really turn into a month? Was it 400,000?
Well, 15,000 a week, as you said, that would be 60,000. But
if that's 1%, okay.
But then that would translate, if it's truly the 1%, it would become 6 million.
Wow. Instead of 60,000.
Yes.
So we don't know. Well, we're going to move on now. I think you have the next article.
Yes, Elizabeth. Let me see now.
Number four.
Yes. This was from also from LifeSite News. The title, Congress Made Crucial Change to Vaccine Definition Weeks Before COVID-19. The U.S. government's definition of biological product up until December 2019 may have prohibited the mRNA COVID-19 products from being labeled as vaccines. This was datelined October 29th by Robert L. Kinney III. And this, I believe, was a long article. This is the analysis from that. Without a quiet change to federal law, just before the onset of COVID-19, the experimental mRNA COVID jabs may never have been labeled as vaccines. A previous article on LifeSiteNews.com describes the major conflict of interest observable during the process leading up to the U.S. federal government's emergency use authorization of COVID-19 mRNA vaccines. In December 2019, before reported outbreak of COVID-19, the U.S. federal government signed a contract with one COVID-19 vaccine maker, Moderna, which stated, quote, mRNA coronavirus vaccine candidates are developed and jointly owned, unquote, by both Moderna and the U.S. federal government.
Did we hear that?
Explains.
Moderna and the U.S. federal government.
In this article, and as I say, this is like an abstract introducing the much longer article, this article discusses the additional significant fact that also in December of 2019, the U.S. federal government changed the definition of, quote, biological product, unquote, in federal laws governing vaccine labeling, emergency use authorization, and approval. The U.S. government labels vaccines as biological products. Stated slightly differently, the U.S. federal government's definition of biological product, which was used up until a few weeks before the reported outbreak of COVID-19, might have prohibited the mRNA products from being labeled as vaccines. Specifically, the timing of the change before COVID in December of 2019, along with the apparent hurried status bearing the change on page 595 of a U.S. Federal Funding Act, again suggests the possibility that COVID-19 may be a falsified pandemic exercise, which U.S. federal government public health officials and politicians were preparing for by attempting to legally protect themselves with several significant changes to laws, strategies, and plans governing and regulating public health. Emerging threats, that, by the way, is in quotes, emerging threats, pandemics, vaccines, or related subjects. It's worth noting that the U.S. federal government partially owns an mRNA COVID-19 vaccine. And soon, before their imposition onto Americans, the U.S. federal government seemingly ensured COVID-19 mRNA vaccines would be illegal. Of course, the timing and apparent conspicuousness of the 2019 change to the U.S. federal law would seemingly ensure the mRNA, COVID mRNA vaccines could legally be labeled as vaccines could merely be a coincidence. And this is Lou speaking now. Coincidence? Right. Just like the insider trading right before 9/11 happened.
Yes, and Lou, we must not overlook this news article from Natural News. It was back in September. World bombshell, leaked DARPA document, drastic analysis. And that's capital D-R-A-S-T-I-C analysis, confirms attack on humanity using aerosolized skin-penetrating nanoparticle spike proteins. Beyond the world bombshell DARPA document leaked to drastic, which shows that EcoHealth Alliance and Fauci conspired to release aerosolized skin-penetrating spike protein nanoparticles into wild bat populations in China, which would immediately leak to humans as planned. We also have bombshell intel about something else that makes it even worse. Drastic has confirmed that Daszak and Fauci, working via the Wuhan Institute of Virology, were able to create 180 strains of coronavirus bioweapons and put them under the control of the communist Chinese, an act of treason. We now know from other sources that CCP-run bioweapons deployment teams have crossed the U.S. border carrying MERS-augmented biological weapons with at least a 30% fatality rate, with plans to release them in major U.S. cities when commanded to. Investigative journalist Laura Logan has confirmed all this through her own sources, as she is now warning that the migrant crisis in Texas is the perfect cover for America's enemies to sneak in a dangerous biological weapon. Our sources who have been in touch with Logan have confirmed she knows much more but isn't yet at liberty to go public with the full details. And we've just heard lately, Lou, haven't we, that she was sidelined by Fox about
yes, that's right.
Revealing some of these things.
And accusing Fauci of being like a Nazi doctor, as I recall.
Yes, that's right. And now we have this thing with the conviction of Charles Lieber and all of these communist ties into our universities, people who were actually part of the military in China. And so this plan might use MERS. It might use something else. One of our essays at DividedKingdomRadio.com talked about an interviewee who discussed finding parts of Ebola. And I believe, was it MERS, possibly, if we look back?
I think so.
That these first vaccines the COVID vaccines had aspects that might set us up for this type of thing. So now let's hear a little bit about the origin of MERS. And we had heard that it was set up to be used on the Middle East people, but then that got changed and they wanted to then turn it on us. DARPA originally funded MERS, but refused to support any effort to release it into the wild. They wanted to keep it as a strategic last-ditch biological weapon for extreme emergencies. Fauci and EcoHealth Alliance finagled a way to get their hands on MERS, which became the template for the gain-of-function research that was laundered through the WIV using U.S. taxpayer money. Elements from MERS, HIV, SARS, and other viral strains were engineered together. Here we have it. Let's get that again. Elements from MERS, HIV, SARS, and other viral strains were engineered together to create the chimeric bioweapons with special affinity for human ACE2 receptors. Dajak and Fauci approached DARPA to request funding to release their bioweapons in China. DARPA refused, but they found funding through globalist sources that support the population. And we'll get a little bit more about this, too. The super MERS strain, this super MERS strain, could kill at least 30% of those who are infected under normal circumstances. But because the COVID vaccines have destroyed the immune response among vaccinated individuals, the death rate in the vaccinated may be significantly higher. 50%? Question mark. The super MERS strain is effectively the second half of the binary weapon system, with the first half being the vaccine. This is why tyrannical government has pushed so hard for mass vaccinations. It's the setup for the kill. The Biden administration has been working with China all along to try to achieve a 70% vaccination rate in the USA, which would translate into an overall kill rate of at least 20% of the U.S. population once super MERS is released. And we hear Biden again telling us what a dark winter it is. And remember, the title of this program is Part 2 of Death in December 2021. So we are in agreement that our country is in a serious situation. And there's a headline in this article here. China will very shortly initiate the bioweapons release in America, likely followed by cyber attacks and financial system tactics. That is from this article at Natural News that was back in September. Those were possible things that could happen very quickly. America could lose, and these are bullet points, a third of its active duty military personnel due to the mass vaccinations. A third of the U.S. population living in targeted cities. World reserve currency status for its fiat currency dollar, which would collapse to near zero value. The power grid could go down regionally due to cyber attacks, plunging areas of the country into darkness. And we interject here, resistance is growing all over the world, and this is being suppressed by the MSM, even in Australia. So, you know, you listeners need to pray. Pray with your entire being, your entire soul, to Jesus Christ, to God Almighty, to have mercy and give us more time, the remnant who love our Savior. Pray that God will bring more of these things out, like with the Charles Lieber case, and that we will again repent and turn back to the Scripture. We remember one of Al Coppett's basic hymns that he loved. His favorite hymn was, "It is well with my soul." Would it be that we could now say that again in America? It is well with our national soul. Now, they would be aiming to do these things. Nationwide gun confiscation, mass executions of political dissidents, medical kidnappings, quarantines, and executions of large populations in order to achieve depopulation, total government control over all movement, speech, and medical interventions. And there could be highway checkpoints, vaccine papers. We have so much on all of this. We're probably not going to get to all this, but I think we better move to some of these things that are starting to happen. What's your number six? Isn't it something like that? My
yes.
seven is, let me give the headline of mine, alert, Utah, other states creating digital driver licenses that contain vaccine records. You have something important, too. Why don't you get into it, Lou?
I have a couple of things on gun control. I have one that ties in, I think, with what you're speaking of, which is you can now be vaccinated based on your social scores gathered by newly patented digital surveillance technology. Shall we go with that one?
Yes, let's get into that one.
Yes.
And by the way, we didn't get to finish about Dr. Oz, all the things that are part of him, and some of these personalities in this news. We'll be picking this up. These issues are not going away. But we have to know that the Mark of the Beast system in embryo is coming. Go ahead.
This is by Mary Villarreal from Natural News. The United States Patent and Trademark Office recently approved a technology that aims to surveil people via their digital activity and give them scores that define their, quote, potential level of super-spreading activity, unquote. Vaccination will then depend on the scores gathered using the technology. The patent put forward by attorneys Gail Ehrlich and Maya Fenster of Ehrlich and Fenster proposes collecting a wide range of personal information from different sources, such as mobile devices, apps, social media, web browsing records, payment records, medical records, employment records, the government, and other surveillance cameras. It will also collect highly specific personal information from these sources, including precise location data, length of time spent at locations being visited, ventilation rates of these places, images of people looking at the screen of their mobile phones, sounds from microphones and personal devices, and facial recognition data. The patent also exposes numerous political surveillance applications, including detecting where people are using public transport by using geolocation and or start-stop movements that match public transportation profiles.
Go ahead.
When gathering data, the technology that was outlined in the patent will analyze the data and assign scores to the electronic devices. The score will predict the potential level of super-spreading activities of individuals and will then recommend vaccinations according to scores.
And we'll have Australia here, won't we, in the good old USA. But Christmas is coming, and God is watching the little family showing love to each other. Please tell others you don't want another little 8-year-old like the one in Wyoming to go into a coma, have a heart attack, and be left with life-altering myocarditis while his mother says, "I'm glad we got him vaccinated. There's so much illness around." The delusion can be broken by Jesus Christ and our faith and our trust in him and our repentance as a nation. We love to be watchmen for all of you. God bless you and have a good Christ-centered Christmas. Good night.